Since Tuesday, the images of death and destruction have been seen constantly in most homes across the nation. Children are seeing those images. And children are in the middle of an experience that could remain a significant part of their childhood. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
It was a perfect day to take the kids to the park. The sun was shining, the air was hot but dry. Julia Westfall brought her twin girls to the park attached to the local public school, which was closed for the day. Most of the schools in Washington were closed. It almost felt like a holiday, and Westfall sat in the shade, talking quietly about the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the questions her children are asking.
You know, they want to know, like, why? And, you know, you can't answer that question.
Fielding unanswerable questions is a normal part of parenthood. But when the event in question shakes us to the core, evasion may not be an option. Some parents have decided to shield their kids as much as possible from the horrible images. But Dr. T. Barry Brazelton, a specialist in child development and author of the new book Touchpoints 3-6, says trying to protect children is not necessarily the best strategy.
I think now is the time for families to cling together and to share.
One of the few schools in Washington that remained open was Lowell, a private school.
On the math sheets, don't worry about the math sheets on the upper ones.
Kids in the sixth grade had a chance to discuss the terrorist attacks. They all had lingering questions.
The most important thing for me was to know if the people who did it were gone. And my mom told me that some of them were dead. They died in the crash. And it makes me feel safer to know that they're gone and they're not running around.
I want to know really what they were trying to do when this happened, because if people are willing to give up their lives to try and get at the Americans, that means nobody really is safe.
I think I need to know if anything like this is going to happen again, because it's really upsetting.
Well, I want to know, since a lot of, like, thousands of innocent lives were lost, I want to know who did it and what we're going to do about it.
Sixth grade teacher Annie Tennyson said she was glad the school had stayed open so the kids could talk things out.
It gave them a chance to talk to one another. It gave them a chance to go someplace that was familiar for them. It gave them a chance to have some routines that were familiar in their day. And when they go home again today, they'll again be talking with their parents. They'll again be watching the news, and they'll begin to go into a deeper understanding.
Parents should create a similar opportunity for children to discuss their feelings when they're relaxing at home, says Dr. Brazelton.
There's no expectation from them. You're just sitting there on the couch together and then say, gosh, this has really been a scary weekend. And have you been scared or have you been upset? And let them say, oh, no, I don't worry about it. Well, I just want you to know that, you know, if you do worry about it, I want to hear about it, because I've been worried about it, and I know you picked that up. And sort of lay the groundwork for listening.
Don't overburden children with too much information, Brazelton says, and always keep their age in mind. Having all the right answers is not so important, he says. Making time to listen to what's going on beneath the surface is. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.